Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome back to another Soul of an Empath podcast. I'm Tiffany Cano. Today's guest is Russell Creed with Invictus Life. I met him at an event, a mindset, awesome, yummy event. And I liked him. I connected with him. I feel like he's got a lot to contribute, especially to the male community, bringing forth consciousness work and coaching to help bring them to the next level of their life. So let me give you a little bit of his background, okay? Russell is dedicated to helping high-achieving men that are feeling stuck develop an unconquerable mindset and learn the fundamentals of neurohacking so that they can create extraordinary lives and become the masters of their fate. After a tragic health crisis drove Russell to examine his life, he spent years studying from mentors so that he could once again have a life he loved. Now, by integrating the science and spirituality that led to the transformation in his own life, Russell is able to guide men to radical transformation in their own lives. Even though his work is with men, ladies out there, I know that there are going to be gems that are going to apply to you and also the men in your life. So please welcome Russell to the show.
Tiffany, thank you for having me here. I'm so excited to be here with you. And you know, I felt that spark too when we met at this phenomenal conference, right? It's called Phenomenon. And there was that instant connection. So I'm happy to be here with you and with your community and to share whatever comes up today.
Thank you. I would love for the audience to connect and learn more about you the way that I did. And I know that you had a health challenge. And the interesting thing about those is they definitely give all of us a chance to have those breakthroughs, learn those lessons, work out that karma, create transformation in multiple areas of our life. Can you tell me a little bit about how that was for you?
Yeah. So I know many times when people come upon a health crisis, it's that time for them to change their lives, right? They stop and reflect. Well, for me, it really didn't happen until after the crisis was kind of almost over. I was diagnosed with a rare disease called primary sclerosing cholangitis, which basically was causing my bile ducts to collapse and my liver to fail. And I lived with that for many years, but I just kept moving on and doing the same things over and over again, basically resigned to my fate, right? I wasn't a master of my fate. I had accepted my fate. But then I was actually saved physically by a liver transplant. Happened at the last minute. It was a miraculous thing. There's so many things that I can tell about that. But what I will share is that it was after that moment that I started to go back to a life that I wasn't really satisfied with, that I started to question, started to ask myself, is there more than this? Is this really all it's about? Maybe I would have been better off if I hadn't survived. And that's when I started asking and deep questions and started to do the work. So it was really surviving the crisis, in a sense, is what forced me to look around and say, wow, I've been through all this. There's got to be more.
Mm-hmm. And so the first crisis, right, of you having the rare disease that required you to get a liver transplant if you wanted to live, you still didn't quite learn your lessons at that point. It wasn't until like after you had that liver transplant and then you still were kind of in the same rut. So what was that moment, that wake up call that said, whoa, come on, dude, wake up.
Wow. So, you know, I can't say there was just that one moment. It was a transition, but it did start with that going back to the same life and these voices in my head, like, you were saved for a reason. Right? And I didn't want to believe it at the moment. And I was going back to doing the same things and just that conflict day after day of questioning, is this all there really is? And shouldn't there be more than this? So I started down this path, worried about my health, and then got in this health program. Part of the health program encouraged me to wake up every morning and say what I was grateful for. Like, how does this have to do with my physical health? I don't know what's going on here, but if this is what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do it. Because the achiever type, that's my way, right?
Gratitude work. Oh my gosh. It is so powerful.
Yeah. And this, I mean, every time people ask me what was the foundational key to my transformation, it was gratitude. I would wake up every morning and write down three things I was grateful for. And the first thing I would write every morning was, I am grateful to be alive. At the time, I wasn't. I was really hating being alive. I was in physical pain. I was in spiritual pain. I was in emotional pain. I did not want to be alive anymore. And I knew that was a problem. That's the one thing I knew, right? This has to change. So I would write every morning, I am grateful to be alive. And I'd find a couple other things to be grateful for. It was that practice day after day after day that started to transition my mind, to rewire my brain. You know, that's when I talk about neurohacking, this is what we're doing, is rewiring the brain. At the time, I didn't know that's what I was doing. But it really was. I was rewiring my brain to see the things that were good around me, which there were plenty of. But I was so locked into my own worldview, my own view of pain and suffering.
Yeah, it's hard to think about happy, joy-filled things when there's physical, psychological, spiritual pain. I know that, you know, I've definitely had moments where, you know, I was in the dumps, right? I was feeling bad about something coupled with, you know, physical pain, like when I had a car accident. So it hit me physically and emotionally, and it was, you know, hard. And I had to turn to spiritual practices, and gratitude, as you mentioned, is one of them to help like shift me out and wake me up. So tell us a little bit more about what you did next.
Yeah, so I started this practice of gratitude, and also part of this program was getting clear on your why you wanted to have better health. What was your vision? And so every morning, in addition to my gratitude, I would write down this vision that I had, being lean, strong, and energetic. I am lean, strong, and energetic. That was what I'd tell myself. And I wasn't. I was still suffering from the after effects of surgery. Part of the surgery is they cut your stomach muscles apart, right? I could hardly do a sit-up. I couldn't balance. I was anything but lean, strong, and energetic. But this is what I wrote every day. I am lean, strong, and energetic, and I'm grateful to be alive. And through that process, I started exploring this idea of, who do I want to be? And so that's the question I'd ask myself every morning. Who do I want to be? And I'd add a little bit more. I'm someone who connects with amazing people all around. Voila, Tiffany shows up in my life. Right? and these sort of things, it was these declarations of who I am and really who I wanted to be that I started writing in the morning. And that's, as time progressed, I became more and more that person.
And talk to me about how you then got the intuitive hit or insight that you could then help other men with the challenges in their life and apply the mindset and the neuroscience and all the things that you did to shift yourself to then use that to contribute to other men.
Yeah. So another part of this transformational story for me was that I started to plug in with other men. I never had that in my life. I've been the lone wolf, do it all on my own. I'm here to take care of my family and do my job. And that was it. And as I started to plug in with other men, I realized that there was something that I had been missing all my life, that connection, something in a sense. And it was really being connected with other men and being in their presence and them also working towards becoming better and being willing to have meaningful, deep conversations, things that I hadn't really had before. That was a fundamental part of my transformation. And so, so that was one element, right? It's like, I realized that there's this gap because I had my life of men not connected to other men. And I wanted to help fill that gap. And the other part is that that work that I was doing internally on my own, I ran into a man named David Baer. We have this common connection, right? It was through his work and like started to understand really what was going on that I was making these powerful decisions about me. I was doing this neuro hacking work. And so I sort of dove in and learned more from him. He's one of my mentors that really taught me about neurotransformation, the neuro hacking principles, and all these things. So I studied under David. I went through his training program, became certified in his methodology, and wanted to reach back and help other men who have kind of struggled in the way I did to come forward.
I love David Baer. He's awesome. I met him and Carol about 5-6 years ago, and we just had a resonance right from the get-go and started to develop a friendship. And then, you know, our lives got busy and we're both, you know, teaching transformation work. And he and I just kind of circled back recently. So I love that you have taken his work. And tell me how you have applied that, plus, you know, whatever else you've studied and integrated within you to help men. Like, what are the ways specifically that you help men?
Yeah. So let me talk a little bit about one of the things that I've seen men struggle with. And that is really understanding and connecting to their deep self, to who they are and their purpose. Many men have just gone through life doing what the, you know, the plan for success that was laid out for them without thinking too much about, is this really plan for me? So my work consists of really three things. One is creating the unconquerable mindset. So that's really about getting your head right, understanding some of the fundamentals, sort of rooting out those limiting beliefs, right? Those lies that we tell ourselves, but we don't really know they're lies because we believe them. So that's part of it, is rooting that out and using the neurohacking technology to transform how we think. The second part is really about getting clear on who they are, creating a strong and powerful vision for themselves and the purpose that they have in life. When we live with purpose, life becomes more meaningful. And then the third part of it is really about connecting men together, create that brotherhood. Because it's when we can approach the challenges of life with a mindset that it's all working out for us, that this is gonna be okay, right? That unconquerable mindset, when we can have a powerful purpose, live with purpose, and when we're surrounded by people that love us and support us, that's a full and meaningful life. That's the life, you know, that fills you with love and joy.
Yes, indeed. And when we had spoken earlier, something that you before this interview, you had said that you help men to reconnect to their emotions, to their femininity, to their feminine energy, and how to like be more in tune with themselves. And I really liked that. Because I think it's important. We have both masculine and feminine energies within us, no matter what sex you are. And what gives me at least the best access to myself is to be able to access both. Like if I was only all feminine all the time, I would never get any accountability. Like anything on my list would be complete. Like I would just be, there's plenty of time, where the masculine is like, okay, here's a list. Let's get it done. Let's produce results. What results do you want to have? Right. And to be able to blend and merge that. And so many men, especially empathic men who don't even necessarily know that they're empathic, they might have closed themselves off from their emotions and that feminine energy, thinking it was weak or something, when in fact it actually can be very powerful and strong. Can you speak to that for a moment?
I will take it one step further in that many men are encouraged to close themselves off from the emotional side, that feminine energy. And really, as part of my work, as you pointed out, is helping men reconnect to that. We are emotional beings. We make decisions from a place of emotion. And when we deny that, then we lose our ability to operate at our fullest potential. One of the things that I teach men is that our emotions are really the guidance system for telling us when our thinking is getting off the rails. If you want to have an unconquerable mindset, you really have to be in tune with your emotions. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be able to name every precise emotion, but you at least need to be able to know whether it feels good or it feels bad. Those are the signs that let you know if you're on the right path or the wrong path.
Yeah. What specific kinds of challenges are men facing in their life that they would then circle back to you and say, hey, can you help me with that, bro?
Yeah, usually the men that come to me are at a place where they feel like they're doing all the right things, but something doesn't feel right. Like they're already sort of connecting to the emotional place, but they don't really know how to voice it or say it or bring it forth. But there's that discontent, a little bit of frustration going on. And they can't figure it out because they think they've done all the things that they're supposed to do. You know, they're gone to school, they got a good job, they're doing all the right things, yet it doesn't feel right. And so that's where, again, the work is about helping get connected to that, helping understand what's going on in our brains. What are those belief systems that we've taken on that aren't really serving us anymore, and replacing them with belief systems that do. And really, I like to talk about them as decisions, but we talk about making powerful decisions, because when we make powerful decisions about who we are and how life operates, that's where transformation begins to happen. That's the starting point of transformation. The second point is gratitude, right? It's when you're grateful for where you are, grateful for the journey you've been on so far, and grateful for that starting place. Because when we're grateful, then we can move on to the next.
Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that you were willing to actually lead us through a gratitude meditation. And I would definitely love to experience your take on it, because I think gratitude is such a powerful, powerful tool.
It is. It is. And so I'm gonna just connect us to being grateful for being alive. That's where we started. So yeah, let's do that. Let's take a few moments.
Okay.
And make sure you're comfortable, whether you're seated or standing. And if your audience out there wants to get comfortable, just sort of relax where you're at. And if you're in a place where you can do it, you know, close your eyes, let them relax. Ease into that. And we're going to start with a deep breath in through our nose. And then out through our mouths. Let's take another deep breath. And then out through our mouths. And then this next breath, I want you to imagine all the air coming in and filling up your lungs. A breath of life. Hold it there and be grateful for it. then let it out. And on that next breath, breathe it in and imagine all that air filling up in your blood. It's going around your body. Right? It goes up to your brain, helps fuel our thoughts, fuel our emotions, fuel everything that's going on. In the next breath, feel that blood as it circulates through your body, down to your head, all the way to your toes. That breath of life, keeping us alive. So breathe in, breathe out. I want you to repeat this mantra. I'm grateful to be alive. I am grateful to be alive. I am grateful to be alive. Open your eyes now. How does it feel to be alive, Tiffany?
It feels good. It feels great. Wow. Thank you so much.
Amazing, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And I noticed, you know, earlier in the conversation, how you said, you know, you started with this affirmation of being grateful to be alive, but yet you weren't. So for those of us, you know, who are already there and you're in that gratitude, awesome. And if for some reason, you know, there's some challenges happening in your life and you aren't quite there yet, just keep practicing it until you own it and step into it and it becomes real and it becomes true. And there are times where we have to fake it till we make it. And that, you know, this might be one of them. If you're, you know, in a space where it's not authentic and true for you yet, and that's totally good and okay.
It is. It's that process that creates the space for change to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing that I teach the men I work with, and I practice this a lot of my life. You know, we go through days, and not every day is great. There are times when things aren't working out, or we tell ourselves they aren't working out, and they're not happening out like we preferred. And it's in those moments, especially, where it's so important to stop and find something to be grateful for, right? It will create the shift. It creates the shift. Now, this happens, I'll give an example. All right, I've been married for many, many years, 25 years. I love my wife, beautiful lady. There are times when she does things that I do not appreciate, right? That happens with us all. And it's those times, especially when I have to stop myself and say and remind myself, what am I grateful for? Especially about her. That's my focus. What am I grateful for about my wife? And then suddenly it brings it back to perspective. Right? This one thing that she did that I'm not liking at the moment. So what? After I've recalibrated, in a sense, to the bigger picture.
Yes. And sometimes it's just random small things that we can be grateful for, like a toothbrush and running water and, you know, to be COVID-free and to have a roof over our head and food, clothing, and shelter. I mean, it can start with things like that, or we can make it really sincere and genuine and applicable, you know, to exactly our circumstance. So start wherever you start.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know that you have a gift for the gentlemen who are, you know, wanting to improve their lives. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I have a guide that I put together after working with men and some of the common misconceptions that we take on. Many of these have been taught to us by society. So it's a guide about some of those lies that we end up telling ourselves that really keep us from fully expressing our potential? And some ways to get past those. How do we rewire our brain? How do we start to think differently so that those lies no longer hold us back? So my guide is about the top five that I've seen, and it's free. Go to my website, and there will be a link in the show notes, and you're welcome to download that.
All right, gentlemen. So if you want to discover the five lies that you might be telling yourself that have been keeping you stuck, definitely go to that link in the show notes and connect with Russell and get a hold of that PDF for yourself. I gotta say though, as a female, I also want to know the secrets. Like, I want to know what's in those five lies.
Well, I have a secret for you, Tiffany.
Okay.
It doesn't just apply to men. It applies to women too. But I like working with men. So I wrote it for men. And here's the other thing that I found very powerful. For those women who have a special man in their lives or another, and they just want to understand them better, this is a guide for you.
So the females can still download it.
Oh, absolutely.
To learn about men.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. And any final words of wisdom that you'd like to share with someone who's struggling right now?
I would let them know that they are a powerful creator, that they have it within them to have the life they want. And it starts with a powerful decision. They can do it. You can do it. You can do it. First, find a place to get grateful. This gratitude is the factor that will bring all the energy you need to start to move forward and change things.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Russell. Much love and blessings to everyone listening. Namaste. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.